Tonight's shir, Siman Tafresh Ayin Gimel, Seif Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. Seif Beis. Hadlaka Oisa Mitzvah. By lighting the menorah, as soon as you light, we've done the mitzvah. Lefikach, therefore. Im Kavsa Koidim Sha'avar Hazmana. If it extinguishes before the time elapses, it's supposed to burn for half hour after Hizkachavim. It goes out before that time. Eino Zakukla. So we don't worry about it. We're not forced to relight it. Vafilu kavsa be'erev Shabbos kaidan kabbalah Shabbos. Even if it would go out on Friday afternoon before kabbalah Shabbos, she'idayin hu mibedyoyim. Still daytime. Ein ozakukla. You lit, you're done. V'chein im la'acha shehedlika bob the sakna v'kiba oso b'shogig. Or you lit it and then you wanted to fix it a little bit and by accident it went out. Eino zakukla. You don't have to relight it. So it gives basically three examples. You lit it, something happened, it went out, you're done. Leave it alone, you yetzer. Erev Shabbos, it went out, even if it's daytime still, leave it alone. You're trying to fix it, it goes out, leave it alone.
Is the phrase eino zakukla used in any other context?
Yes, yibum.
Okay.
Learning Yivon Mustaf Yomi now. Zika. That means
a connection, but in terms of not having to proceed.
So are you still connected to it, okay, that you have to take care of it? The Ramah, v'mroitza l'hachmer l'atzmo v'lachzo l'adika, if you want to be strict on yourself and go and relight it, go ahead, and l'varach l'bi can't make a bracha when you relight it. Mishtabrua sefkot n'chof hei, hadloka oisa mitzvah v'chulu. The mitzvah is to light the menorah, and you're done. What's the law meaning to say? Kiman shehidlik takev kim ha-mitzvah. Once you've lit the menorah, you've immediately fulfilled the mitzvah. The figure there from Kaf Sein Zokoklo, if it goes out, you're not required to do anything about it. Vim hedlika b'makom haruach v'kafsa. But if you lit it where the wind was blowing and it goes out, Zokoklo, lachsa l'hadlika b'makom shein haruach matzi, then you are required to stick with it and relight it in a place where the wind isn't blowing. It's as if you didn't give it enough oil if you light it in a place where the wind is going to blow it out. However, you wouldn't make a bracha when you relight. It's also simple that if you see that the flame is not holding on to the wick, and it will certainly go out quickly, then you're never yoytze with that hadlaka. Then you'd have to go back and relight la halacha after it goes out. Another example is it's Erev Shabbos and you lit the menorah and then it went out and it's still daytime. Hatam, the reason that you don't have to relight it, Erev Shabbos, the obligation is to light the menorah before sunset. You already made a bracha, lahadlik nesh l'chanukah. So you did the mitzvah, you began the mitzvah properly. So if it goes out, it makes no difference. If you look in the Taz, he disagrees. He holds that if it's before Kabbalah Shabbos and you're allowed to do malacha still, you can relight it. You're obligated to relight it. Without a bracha. If you want to be strict and relight it, go ahead. The later authorities write that it is proper to be strict to relight the menorah under any circumstance, but Friday especially, if it went out of Shabbos before Kabbalah Shabbos, like the Taz insisted that you have to. Well, let's say you were Makabal Shabbos. And then the lights went out. The Yeshi died in Zman Heta, but there's still time because it's not sunset yet. He can instruct a friend to relight his menorah. There is an idea to do the mitzvah the best possible way, to purchase wax for your Hanukkah candles that have been used in shul. And these are the drippings. Since you did one mitzvah with it, do another mitzvah with it. If you turn the page back, it's Be'er Locha. In Kofso, Eina Zokakla, Be'er Locha writes, Achein be'eis hadloka be'inun shir b'shem and shuchel ha'adlik b'kashir. Even though the din is, if it lights and goes out, you're yoytze, That's not that it went out for a lack of fuel. You have to make sure it has enough oil to burn the proper amount of time. V'chanal b'simen tofesh ayin beis sefes, like we learned in tofesh ayin beis. V'nirli, the kamokin binin shebe'es adloki yekol aneros v'chesh ben hayomim. I also believe, says the Mishnah Berurah, that when you light the menorah, you have to have all the necessary candles lined up according to that day. V'oz nechshel mahader min mahadin. That's called mahader min mahadin. V'akedim kafsa achas koedim shehishlam adloka, and therefore, if one of the candles goes out, or one of your wicks go out, before you finished lighting the others, sorach lachsel halika, then you have to go back and relight it. The din of kafsa and azachakla kicks in when all of them were lit for that night. But if it's the fourth night, and before you get to light the fourth, the second one's already out, you have to relight it because you don't have the mitzvah yet. The da'o, there's no further. The masha amu in azachakla, when we say you don't have to do anything about it, that's even if they all went out. Because the din of pesumenis is at the time of hadloka. So at the time of hadloka, you have to light it that it could light for a half hour past tizkachavim, and that's the pesumenisa. If the reality is it blows out, it doesn't make a difference. That's by definition, Prophet Kofos and Azokagla, that you would become pesumenisa.
That is the definition of half hours.
So this swallows up the whole thing we did like a couple of months ago with the hours and the time and the people, and it, light it, you're done, and that everything
again, you're lighting it that it should be able to burn for that length of time. Exactly.
But if it doesn't, we don't care.
That's right.
But it's a funny terminology. That's the presuminisa. That's not the presuminisa. That's the tide shift cause of the zonkel cloth. Not the presuminisa.
You've got to see it.
He says you need presuminisa when you light it.
You need the possibility of presuminisa when you light it.
It's a different
thing. You have to relight it because...
No.
There you might have to just because of...
Relighting the shamish would just be, again, for the halacha, it's not in the mitzvah shabbat and the gazir, not to be nana from the or. Yeah.
Just if that's only light, so you have to...
But that's not even part of the discussion. The whole discussion of kafsa zokakla or not is with the mitzvah of the neres itself. Siv Gimel. Ner shel cheres shehidlik bo laila achas. If you're using a lamp of pottery, earthenware, and that's where you put the oil in on the wick, and you used it one night. Nasa yoshan, it becomes old. Vemalikim b'layla cheres should not be used the next night. Elokecha doshim b'cholai, should have new ones every night. Vemainlo elo yoshan, if you only have old, masiko b'cholayla b'ur, then you should first try to burn it out, to clean it out. Vener shamatechas en esor chodesh. Now, if you had a metal lamp, we don't worry about new. If you had glass or you had pottery that was covered in a lead or a metal, glazed, that's the same as metal, and we're not worried about using the same one night after night. The svarm, right? That it's proper to try to have a beautiful menorah according to your ability. And you should have nice neros as well, all part of covered for the mitzvah. Again, this is a question, do you need a menorah or not? In the first place, we had before the halacha, they just put candles on the wall, on the windowsill, without a menorah at all. But there's a concept of having a nice menorah for the covered for the mitzvah.
What does that mean?
They asked Akasha, hid the mitzvah, shlish. This is more than a shlish. Teretz is not hidden mitzvah, it's covered mitzvah. That's the teretz they give.
What's menorah yafa?
So there's different, there's a list.
It should be big. It should,
he gives
it should,
a list of should, 10. No, we're talking materials. There's gold, there's silver, yeah. There's copper, there's iron, there's tin, because down the line. So many people try to have a silver menorah. But to me, that was the interesting point, that hidden mitzvah is not shlish. A silver menorah is a lot more than shlish when it comes to the mitzvah itself. It's for covered for the mitzvah. If you're using earthenware, you need another one the next night. It doesn't look nice, it looks nasty, and it becomes a bizoin for the mitzvah to use it again. If the earthenware is covered in glaze, like it's lead seal, like they used to line their pottery with lead, that's already like metal. So with glass, sometimes the top of the glass gets a black soot. So he brings from Chaim Kanevsky, you have to clean that off. If in fact the glass gets the black soot on it, you should clean it off. As far as the wicks, if Dalid, ain choshen lepsilo is lachlifam achetichle. We don't worry about the wicks, that you have to change out your wicks. Mishnah Berurah Sifkar Lamanaf Ad Shetichla She'ein Behem Bizayin Mitzvah. There's no Bizayin for the mitzvah if you use the same wicks over and over. The Adraba, just the opposite. Heim Noichin Lahav L'Kiyoseh K'Sheheim Mudlokim Kavar. It's actually easier to light when they've been lit before. So you can use the same wicks over and over. There are Svarim that the notes quote that said you should dafka have new wicks every night, also covered with the mitzvah, and they bring that the chaznich bedafka use the same wicks every night. There's no halach, you need new wicks, you can use the same wicks every night. So there's different ideas, what's the better way to do it? New wicks, old wicks. The halach, it's clear, the simple halach is you can use the same wicks every night.